لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
Another surah that is shorter than Surah Waqi'ah, and we hope that inshallah we will be able to complete that sooner. That is Surah Waqi'ah Hujurat. Surah Hujurat, it is a name that actually, a term is mentioned within this surah. Hujurat is in the meaning of ghurfa or room, chamber, or sometime in the meaning of cell. So there can be certain meanings of hujra, and from that plural comes hujurat, that means rooms. Because in this surah, ghurfat and the rooms of Holy Prophet and houses, household of Prophet, peace be upon him. And in its regard, there is this discussion. That is why this surah was called as Surah Hujurat. Surah Hujurat is a Madani surah. That means it was revealed in Medina to Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It has 18 verses, and it begins with the verse Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Begin with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the compassionate and the merciful. Surah Hujurat includes social relations, that is a surah that is socio-political. Commandments are being said in this surah. That surah speaks about manners within Islamic society, manners within our social communities and social relations within ourselves. And sometimes it has been named as Surah Adab, manners, a surah that has manners for a society, a surah that speaks about community manners. So it is also called Surah Adab or Surah of the Manners. There are various types of the manners that are being mentioned in the surah. Manners, how to treat with the Prophet, peace be upon him, or the companions, or especially the people, those who are deputy of the Prophet and the leader. So that speaks regards to those positions and personalities that stand in the place of Holy Prophet or Prophet himself. That also asks refraining from making fun of other people, giving bad names to the other people, presumptions about the people. That surah speaks about spying, slandering, and relation between mu'mineen. This surah also speaks about any disputes. If happen within the community, then it gives the remedy for that, and it provides great commandments that how we can resolve our matters. And if there are any disputes, then Islah Dhatul Bain, which is actually conciliation between mu'mineen and bringing them closer. So this surah also provides those commandments to the people. In some of the cases, if arbitration is needed, then it provides the manners for arbitration. And especially this surah speaks about spreading the rumors within the communities, and it gives special commandments for that. This surah also speaks about evaluation of mu'mineen and people. When we like to evaluate the people at that time we have to evaluate people with iman and taqwa. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He likes to evaluate people and when He likes to give importance to people, at that time His relation is relation of iman and taqwa, based on faith and the piety. And asking people to refrain, that if we evaluate people with fisk, kufr and sins, not to evaluate people with those values, but best of values are piety and faith. And especially this surah emphasizes following the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam based on love, with the love and affection. So this following, it should not be some sort of favoritism with the Prophet or favoritism with Ahlul Bayt or with the people, those whom we follow. It has to be only just for the sake of love with the Prophet, peace be upon him. Because Holy Prophet is full of the qualities, and he's the personality that is a perfect personality within the world. And love with the perfection is one of the most important factors within our nature. We love actually with the perfection, and every human being naturally loves with the perfection. And if Prophet, peace be upon him, is considered as the most perfect personality, then love with the personality of Prophet, peace be upon him, that is not love with a person or individual, that is love with our nature, that is love with what our nature has submitted. Our nature has submitted before perfection. That is why we love with Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. So those are very important subjects that this surah speaks about. And there are three surahs in the Quran that speak about social political commandments. One is Surah Ma'idah, Surah Mumtahana, and Surah Hujurat. Because in these surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only speaks with the society of the believers. In many places of these surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken with this term, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu. So that means this surah, it does not speak generally with the people, but this surah actually speaks with believers and society of the believers, mu'mineen only. That is why this surah has started with the commandments of calling people, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O those who believe. Sending any commandment and making the foundation of iman and faith, that is one of the best ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He likes to address the people, at that time His address is based on wisdom. That Allah wants to remind the people, O those who believe. If you like to speak with the students, at that time if you say, O those who are studying, O those who are students, or if you like to speak with the teachers, at that time if you address dear teachers, respected teachers, that actually makes your relation, and you have provided a foundation to speak about your subject. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, when He likes to address the people, at that time He says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O those who believe. And all these commandments that have been said in those verses, of course, that are part of our belief. And when that is part of our faith, at that time reminding us that you believe in all these things that what I'm asking. It's reminder. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasulih. O those who believe, do not step forward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not step forward from the Prophet and Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wattaqullah. Practice the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and piety of Allah. Inna Allaha sami'un alim. And surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing, all knowing. Inshallah, we'll speak about that next week. Time has already passed. But just a sentence as commandments is not stepping forward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What it means? in many cases, we read verses of Quran. We read ahadith from the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, and then we give our opinion. We say, yes, that has been said in Quran. I understand, but my opinion. So then there is no opinion. There should not be any opinion. Because when there is clear commandments from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if that opinion has no value. That is one of the ways stepping forward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going further than the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked that. Yes, this is a tradition that I understand, but still I believe. You know what means I believe? Maybe sometimes our belief it becomes more and higher than Prophet and Ahlul Bayt and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the times of A'imma alayhim salam, many people also, they had this same attitude. This problem is not today's problem. It was in the time of Prophet, peace be upon him. Many times Prophet, peace be upon him, was asking something and few came forward saying, we believe that it has to be like this. You should not do like that. So in, there are many cases where Muslims have stepped forward than Prophet, peace be upon him. Before he does anything, they try to do. So that is one of the most important concerns that has been mentioned in this surah, and it has great lessons. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us opportunity that we can complete this surah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us understanding of Quran. May Allah provide us insight about Quran. May Allah forgive us, as it's Friday and the first Friday of the month of Rajab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us with Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And may Allah raise us with Quran. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب. على سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين. على السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طار البدع والطغيان آدم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. my dear brothers and sisters, a month towards the final piety during the year that has arrived, and that is month of Rajab. For any competition that we like to do, we would like to prepare ourselves. Month of Ramadan is considered as the greatest competition, according to the hadith from Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wasalam. It is said, "Inna Allah ja'ala shahr Ramadan midmaran li khalqi." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated holy month of Ramadan as a contest, a competition for the creatures. If month of Ramadan is a contest for mu'mineen, it requires our preparation. We have to be ready for that contest. And preparation, it cannot happen when you are already in competition. Over there you cannot prepare yourself. You cannot take the clues with yourself. At that time you have to be completely ready. Month of Rajab and Sha'ban are months of preparation for that greatest contest within this world. These are the months that we need to make ourselves ready, that we will be competing. That is a competition. And in a hadith of our seventh Imam Musa bin Ja'far alayhi salatu wasalam, it is said how it is going to be preparation. He said, if somebody can fast just a day during the holy month of Rajab, that person is going to be saved from the fire of hell for a year. A whole year is compensated for one day during the holy month of Rajab. Then Imam said, if somebody can fast 3 days during the holy month of Rajab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make paradise oblige for this person. And it is going to be written down for this person. That is the thawab and reward of just 3 days of fasting. You can imagine, brothers and sisters, why all these hadiths are being said. Why we have been said that you have to fast just one day and be saved. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make us ready, that if we can be prepared, and we can be saved from the fire of hell. That is how we can compete ourselves. If we are already burning in the fire of hell, how that person would be able to compete with anybody? If somebody is not part of paradise, because month of Ramadan is like a paradise. According to our teacher, Ayatullah Jawadi Amri, he says that month of Ramadan is like paradise, as somebody lives in paradise. In order to get into the paradise, somebody has to prepare himself during this month that he can live in paradise within the believers, with awliya Allah, with Imam of the age, Imam Zaman, ajjalallahu farajahu sharif. There are greater events during this month, brothers and sisters. One of the most important events that has passed, that was last night, Laylatul Raghaib. We have births of many ma'asumeen during this month. Beginning of month, it was the birth of fifth Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wassalam. We have birth of our ninth Imam, Imam al-Jawad, and also we have birth of our first Imam, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. This month also includes Nima-i Rajab. Half of the Rajab, mid of the Rajab, is a very important day and night. Night for mid of Rajab. You can see that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares For example, Laylatul Rawaib, somebody needs to be prepared for the nights that are coming in the holy month of Ramadan. Then mid of Rajab, that is preparation for mid of Sha'ban and mid of Ramadan. And then again, you get closer to the end of holy month of Rajab, then there is Eid al-Bi'thah, the day when Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was appointed on the messengership as the Prophet of Allah. That day is also a really important day. So we are blessed with this month, and we pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send upon all mu'mineen mu'minat blessings of holy month of Rajab. Our school at Hadi is preparing for graduation ceremonies from kindergarten till 12th grade, and all children are going to be graduated during these ceremonies. I hope that our community, brothers and sisters, would enjoy those graduation ceremonies and would participate and support this important events. And I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give better opportunities to our graduates, those who are going to graduate from the school, and if they like to go to the colleges, may Allah provide them best of tawfiqat. Dear brothers and sisters, as annually Muslim Congress holds a very important event, that is annual Islamic conference, and that is going to be this year in LA. This conference has become as a united forum within the United States and Canada. Majority of Mu'mineen, they would like to participate and they travel from various places of the country in order to be part of this conference. And the number that participates every year, that is a larger number of the participation in any event within North America. At the moment, we have almost more than 1,000 people that are already registered in the Muslim Congress, and we are hoping to have this event as beneficial as it was in the past, and we request and urge Mu'mineen Mu'minat to participate in this event to increase our unity within the Muslims in North America and have a close relation with the communities, to build the bridges within the communities, and also to elevate the place of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As this conference is named with the personality of Prophet, peace be upon him, because his personality was attacked within North America, we decided to name this conference with the name of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. May Allah bless us and bless this conference with the mercy and the blessings of the Prophet, peace be upon him. In the past few days, brothers and sisters, we have noticed elections in Pakistan that have completed, and this was the first ever election that is being repeated by a democratic government, and that is the survey that everybody has seen. It is interesting that since Pakistan has been found, this is the first time that the second government has started. So this was something positive, but there are many negatives that we need to think that what it means when we say election and independent election. Pakistan has lived in most eras under the dictatorship of the army, or there is a technocratic democracy. There are various types of democracies, but the democracy that we find in some of the countries, that is either technocratic democracy or dictator's democracy. There are many other types of the democracies. Democracy does not have, it is a special type of definition. Sometimes you may find a democracy that is under the monarchy, as you can see in a United Kingdom. And many other countries, they call that as democratic countries. For example, today you would find that Saudi Arabia, a democratic country, is that democratic, it is under the monarchy, but at the same time they refer that it is based on democracy. But on the other hand, sometimes they try to blame many other countries that they are not democratic. So that there is not such a definition that you can define democracy, because it exists in every place within the circumstances of those places, and that is called democracy. And in Pakistan, unfortunately, because it has lived under the rule of army in most eras, so there is a lot more influence of the army in any decision that is going to take place. So at the moment, there is an election or selection of a government that has already taken place, and a prime minister is already chosen. But analysis have said about this prime minister that the person who is close to all those organizations that are based on terrorism, and he has relation with those groups that claim jihadi groups sometimes, unfortunately, so-called jihadi groups, and especially those groups that are being terrorizing country, such as Sipahi Sahaba and many of the groups that are supporting this prime minister, and he has been selected. So you can just imagine what is going to be the future of this country if it remains under the leadership of that type of person that is claiming that he would like to make good relation with the Taliban in the future. So we can understand that how the future of this country is going to be. And it is actually according to the international agenda, international politics that is happening to make the blocs within the countries. As you can see that President of Turkey is visiting United States. So there are various types of plots that are already being cooked for the countries and that are being made, and maybe Pakistan is going to be one of the parts of all these international politics. Brothers and sisters, as we can see, there are many atrocities in the country of Syria, unfortunately, and rebels and all those terrorists and their inhuman actions. After they dig the grave and attack on the grave of a great companion of Prophet, peace be upon him, Hujr ibn Adi, that unfortunately none of the communities or any of the governments have spoken about that. They did not condemn this action, but they continued supporting those rebels. And now there are reports that are completely inhuman. Even it's not possible to speak about those type of the events, for example, cutting the pieces of the body, and then you can see that making them into pieces. Those are events that you cannot imagine in today's world, in this 14th century, if this is happening, and people, they call themselves as a moderate world or a modern world. Is this the world that we are speaking about? Is this our advancement? That with this advancement, then again we would like to support that. And unfortunately, when you see those press conferences that are happening in this country today, the president of this country and also responsible authority of Turkey, they are speaking about the government of Syria, but they don't like to speak even a word about those rebels. So that is really unfortunate. At least they have to condemn all those actions that are being happening by these terrorists, and they have to define those terrorists. They are terrorizing country and destroying the peace of all these countries. It is really important, brothers and sisters, today this organization or a group that is called Salafis, and I believe they are Zionist Salafis, as we have Zionism in Jews, there is a Zionism within the so-called Muslims. These Zionist Salafis, they are being increasing in the numbers, and they have started a movement in Egypt, destroying many places, attacking on the holy places, and they are also raising their voices that Shia school of thought has to be banned in Egypt. And yesterday, I have read the statement of President of Tunis, as he has threatened the Salafi movement to stop terrorism in the Tunis country. So that means they are terrorizing various countries. It's not only one or two countries, but there are many other countries. They are being threatening, and that countries are feeling the fear of this group. So according to him, he said that, "I would like to ask this group to stop terrorism within the country. If they do not stop, then I have to stop with the force." So it means that this country is also facing many challenges by this group. This is an extremist group, actually being formed under many agencies from all over the world, and being supported by the West. It is being supported by the Saudi Arabia, being supported by Qatar, and some other states, those who are supporting that as well. As the President of Turkey is visiting the United States, brothers and sisters, the people in Turkey, after the bomb blasts that have happened in Turkey, they have protested in various parts of Turkey against the government and its foreign policies, especially its policy against Syria. So people are speaking about what it is happening and how government is taking steps without the consensus of people. In Iraq and many other countries, brothers and sisters, you can see the same sort of incidents that have happened. So I will say similarity of those incidents. For example, in Kirkuk, Iraq, a bomb explosion, and that has happened in Hosseinia, that have taken the lives of 12 people, and many others were being injured. Today, again, there was a terrorist attack in a masjid, and that have also taken lives of 57 people, and many others they were being injured. Explosion in Pakistan, in Malakand region, that have taken lives of 13 people. And of course, there were many other that you cannot say the number of people, those who have been injured. It was outside the masjid. The people, they were coming out of Friday prayer where this explosion has happened. So you can see that these are completely similar types of the incidents that are happening in Syria, in Iraq, and in Pakistan. If there is similarity in the events, that means there is similarity of the agenda. There is similarity of the plot as well. Those who are plotting all these explosions and bombs in various countries, they must be close to one another, and there is one link between them, and there are special types of the agendas for that. In Bahrain, Bahraini troops with dozens of their armed forces, they have attacked on the house of one of the great scholars, and that is the personality of Ayatollah Isa Qasim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong his life, and may Allah give final victory to the Mu'mineen in Bahrain. They damaged the property of his house, and they terrorized the family of this Ayatollah, who is a very prominent personality within Bahrain. And people of Bahrain today, they were protesting against this move of the government. Although it is almost 2 years now that people of Bahrain, they were demanding freedom within their country. And we support those freedom seekers. And we condemn Bahraini Khalifa and its government for the state terrorism of this country. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring peace and justice within this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity we can stand for peace and justice. Allahumma ajjil li waliyika al-faraj wa ja'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarih wal mustashhadina bayna yadayhi. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. There is a request for Surah Fatiha for Muhammad ibn Abdul Hussein. Please recite Fatiha and move forward with a salawat.